It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
The 1970s discotheque Studio 54 is a place of legend. But for the club creators, Ian Schrager and Steve Rubell, it was a bittersweet experience that ended when they went to prison for tax evasion. In the new documentary, Studio 54, Schrager opens up 40 years later.
There's only two people that could have told this story, Steve and I.
Steve Rubell died in 1989, but Schrager gives a candid account of the highs and lows.
I was driving around with $400,000 in the trunk of my car. It could have been stolen, it could have been towed. I mean, I was parking in garages. It was ridiculous.
The film celebrates Studio 54 as part of a transformative scene without stigmas over race or sexual identity.
For me as a New Yorker, I'm telling you, this was revolutionary.
Music producer Nile Rodgers.
And it was the first time that it felt like people were non-judgmental. Everybody was fine with everybody else's culture.
Filmmaker Matt Turnauer uncovers never-before-seen footage capturing the club's decadent spirit. Schrager and Rubell only owned the place for 33 months, but the memories live on for insiders like writer Stephen Gaines.
I was addicted to Studio 54, without any question. I had to go there every night, and so did a lot of people.
For those of us who never got past the velvet ropes, the film explores both the mythology and the reality. Studio 54 opens in theaters this weekend. For more information, visit WNYC.org/docs.